Greetings, this is Dr. Letitia Wright with IDCDating.com. IDCDating.com is where we are creating multicultural relationships every day. And we're on the line with our sexy sex chef, Rocky Fino. He is the author of We'll Cook for Sex, and he's going to give us some great recipes, some great ways to feed our date and impress our date. How you doing, Rocky?
I'm doing great today. How you doing?
I'm great, great. So let's say you're going to hook up and go out. So you're not going to make dinner. Maybe you're going to the theater, you're going to the movies, but maybe we want to have, like, a few drinks before we go out.
Sounds good to me.
Is there something I could make at home that would be, you know, pretty impressive before we hit the road?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there's a bunch of things you can make at home. The cocktail is always a great, you know, it's an aspect of entertaining that falls right there in line with great food.
Okay.
You know, and great wine. You know, you always want to, you know, enjoy. It's part of the entertaining, you know, mantra that, you know, a nice, cool, refreshing drink gets the evening started right, relaxes the mood, everything's good.
Okay. Okay. What would be a good idea? We're going to have a little bit of a kind of sophisticated evening. I mean, we're not going to play pool, but
we're
not going to the opera either.
On a night of pool, it's just a good cold lager and you're fine, but a little something better than that. Now, you know, it's funny. A good cocktail is similar to, like, a good meal at a restaurant. You leave wondering, why is it so much better at the restaurant than what I do at home?
Yes.
And it's very similar to, you know, I mean, there's professionals behind in the kitchen that's just the same as the professionals behind the bar, that they know a little something more than you do at home. So we try to pick a little piece of their mind and get a little you know, an edge on what they do to make it a better drink.
Okay, that's what I want, a better drink at home, something delicious, tasty, impressive, looks good, smells good, the whole bit.
Presentation's real key in the world of cocktails. You know, it's definitely something that provides the whole experience, your eyes, the smells, the feel of the glass, the chill, all that. Now, we're going to look at two different drinks. I'm going to, you know, two different drinks that are, you know, kind of unique.
Okay.
And they're fun to make. One thing that's key with any drink, just like when we talk about food, take a little extra time, buy the good stuff.
Okay, so we don't need to necessarily always get the two-buck chuck, as we call it here.
You
in
got
America.
It. You don't want to buy that plastic drum of vodka and expect the drink to come out as good as if you used a high-end, you know, a high-end brand, especially. Now, some of those fruity, mixed, blended drinks, you can get away with that because there's a lot of mixed on there, and you know, and you're not tasting the straight alcohol as much. But if you're using a shaken drink like a Manhattan or some type of martini drink or a cosmopolitan, you're going to want, you know, you're going to want to use the good stuff because it's the major part of the drink is the flavor of the booze.
Right. So if we're using a vodka or a tequila, or we want to really go for the good stuff.
Go for the good stuff. And there's a ton of different brands. You know, have fun shopping. Get advice from the counter. You know, the guys behind the counter at the liquor store, or wherever they, you know, that's their job. They'd be happy to steer you in the right direction.
Okay.
And everybody has their preference. I've gone from bartender to bartender, and you'll hear one say, you know, oh, you got to make it with this, and another will say, how to use that. So you have fun doing your own shopping there.
Okay.
But we're going to do two different styles. One is very unique. It's popular right now. Yeah, but it's an age-old drink, and that's the mojito.
Yeah, the mojito is definitely coming back. In America, it's even got its own commercial now.
Yeah, no, I was driving, and I see billboards from, you know, Bacardi puts up billboards for the drink. It's a fun one. And it's a great one. I mean, it's very flavorful, and it takes a little bit of work, but that's part of the fun, too, is when she sees you putting your game on, making, you know, taking a little time to make this drink, which obviously is more special than, you know, cracking open a can of beer for, you know, we're going to put a little style into it. So we're going to start with a shopping list of a good rum, a light rum, that is.
Mm-hmm.
A clear, and then we need limes. We need to buy some fresh mint leaves. You could get them in the produce section, little small pack. And some sugar.
And sugar, okay, just the white granulated sugar.
Yeah, just white granulated sugar, and then and some club soda.
And club soda. Now, club sodas are kind of generic.
Sodium water.
Sodium water.
Sparkling
okay.
water.
Mm-hmm. We could even use a Perrier, maybe?
Certainly.
Okay.
You're getting the bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
What makes this drink unique, because most drinks are made, you know, you put ice in a cup and you'll see the bartender, pour a shot of some type of alcohol and then follow it up with a mix and hand you over your drink. And, but the mojito, there's a lot more to it. We're going to start by, we're going to actually take the mint leaves, take the mint leaves off the stems of the sprigs. And about literally like a handful, small handful of leaves, we're going to put in the bottom of the glass.
Okay.
You can use a Collins glass, which is a tall, slender glass. You can use a bucket, rocks glass, your choice, either way, it's going to work fine. And what you're going to do is you're actually going to crush those mint leaves in the bottom of the glass. Now, you can, a little tricky without the right tool. You might have some type of, I actually can use the blunt end of the handle end of like a spatula.
Oh, okay, so we don't have to go out and get a special
tool. We don't want to have to buy something special. You know, what do they call that? They got the little round tool, the pustule or something.
Mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we just use the blunt end of a spatula or whatever you got that's round and, you know, that you can get in the glass and just, what you're doing is you're actually crushing the mint leaves to release the flavor.
Okay.
And whenever you chop an herb, it releases the flavor. So we're crushing it at the bottom of the glass, and they'll stay right there in the glass. And then we're going to add a tablespoon of sugar onto that. Just scoop a tablespoon of your white sugar right on top of the leaves.
Wow.
Now, you do have to get one tool, and it's pretty prevalent now because martinis are so popular, that you should get yourself a shaker, a metal
okay.
shaker and strainer.
Okay, shaker, strainer.
Yeah, it really, when I mentioned earlier about how does the bartender make it, you know, why is it better at the bar than it is at home, the strainer is a big play, the shaker.
Oh, okay.
Many drinks, and we'll talk about a couple that we use the strainer, the shaker today, but many drinks, the flavor comes from the hard mixture between the mixes and the booze in that shaker. And that's where you get that super chill too.
Got it.
So now in our shaker, we're gonna fill it with ice.
All the way to the top?
No, do it about half full.
Okay, half full of ice.
Because the shaker's a good 20-ounce cup. And if we're making, we're just talking about one drink right now. If you're gonna make doubles, you could probably do them both at the same time. But for one drink, we're just gonna fill it with half ice. Add 1.5 ounces of rum. Now, in the drink world, a shot is an ounce. So if somebody refers to a drink as a shot, they're asking you to put in an ounce.
Okay, that's good to know, because if we're not up on that.
Yeah, so, behind the bar, they have speed pours, and they actually count it out. You know, it's quarter ounce per second. So you'll see the guy not looking at his drink, but he's pouring. And he knows when to stop. It's because in his mind, he's 1, 2, 3, 4 pull.
Okay.
But we don't have speed pours at home, so get yourself a little jigger, one of those little measuring jiggers when you buy your shaker.
Okay.
And then so now just add in measure out 1.5 ounces of rum, and then cut your lime in half, and squeeze the juice from half a lime into the shaker. Right over the ice. Drop that lime in there, into the shaker. Add a splash of club soda. And a splash is just a, give it a splash. Quick pow.
Quick that's pow? P-O-W pow?
I was asked, how do you explain, define splash? And I'm like, a splash is a splash, a pour.
Okay.
And then now you put the cap on that shaker and shake those ingredients real hard. and you'll feel that you got a metal shaker. You're going to feel that thing get cold on your ham.
Okay.
And that's what you're looking for. It's combining all that meat, all the flavor together, and it's chilling it real hard. And then take the lid off, and in this particular case, take the strainer off and pour the entire ingredients with the ice right into that glass that you've already got the fresh mint and sugar in.
Mm.
Garnish that baby with a little bit of mint sprig for looks, and serve chilled.
Wow.
It is sweet, it is minty, it is refreshing, and it is good.
Okay. That sounds so simple, but I know it's going to look great when I serve it up.
You know, it's a fun one because, you know, the look of the drink, you got produce in the middle of that glass. You know, it's really flavorful, and they're a lot of fun, and it creates a lot of conversation.
We have our vegetable for the night.
That's right. We've got our part of the four food groups.
Okay, the mojito. Now we know how to make a great mojito at home. We don't have to just be out and think that's the only place we can get.
You bet.
A great mojito.
And just to take a step back, when we're talking about World of Cocktails, the quintessential cocktail making entertaining drink for a couple or party or whatever, is the martini, something served in a stemmed glass.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna do a sweet one, which is basically the cosmopolitan.
Okay, so the cosmopolitan is really a martini that tastes more fruity.
It's in the martini class.
Okay,
yeah.
It's in the martini class.
You bet. And it's so funny, that you go, it's so popular, martinis, that you go to bars now and they have the menu's got 1,001 different martinis, and they refer to anything that's shaken and poured in a stem glass as a martini now.
Exactly.
You get a jalapeno teeny,
Woo, jalapeno teenies. I think I'll leave those alone.
But we're going to do just an old classic, which is a cosmopolitan, and what makes this drink, again, is the preparation.
Okay.
That shaker.
So we definitely do need those beautiful martini glasses, though. That really does make
this, a difference. This is a for certain, yes. You cannot get away with this one in a bucket. You need to have the stem glass. Anybody who's been living on their own for more than a year out of the house has probably been given a set as a housewarming gift. Time to use them.
Time to use them. Dust those babies off.
You bet. Clean them. Well, yeah, exactly. Get the dust off. That's not going to help the drink. What you want to do first is get that glass chilling. So you want to put it in your freezer. Now, a trick I like to use, rinse the glass off, and then don't dry it, but straight from rinsing it off, place it in the freezer. What you get is you get a fine film of ice all the way around your glass.
Okay, cool. That makes for a great little
extra chill and look.
Mm-hmm.
So while that glass is chilling, we're going to take 1 ounce of vodka. A nice vodka is key here. 1 ounce of, you're going to have to get me here on the pronunciation, Cointreau.
Okay.
Which is a liqueur. It's kind of a berry-flavored liqueur. We're going to need a lime. And then we're going to need cranberry juice.
Okay, that sounds delicious. Lots of fruits, and if you like a sweet drink, this is for you.
No, this one's sweet, served up, chilled. It's beautiful. So what we're going to do is take our shaker, fill it half, three-quarter full with ice, add that ounce of good vodka, ounce of Cointreau, which is it's a liqueur, add your lime, squeeze a lime into there, drop your wedge into the shaker. That's a trick I learned from a professional that's really great. Not only do you squeeze the juice into the drink, but you throw that lime wedge into the drink, and anytime it asks for a lime or lemon wedge, throw it into the shaker. And when you shake real hard, what it does is it really breaks into that pulp of the lime and provides that extra flavor, that extra citrusy pow from the lime. And included, when you go to strain it, you actually have some pulp floating around in the liquid, which just really adds to. Yeah, that's that professional touch.
Okay.
And then we add our about an ounce and a half of cranberry juice. So once again, we got 1 ounce vodka, 1 ounce Cointreau, squeeze of a lime, and 1.5 ounces of cranberry juice.
Excellent.
Cap that shaker,
mm-hmm.
and shake it real hard. Again, so your hand, you'll feel your hand freezing to the edge of that metal shaker.
Now, do we have ice in this shaker?
Yes,
for
yes, okay. We filled it with ice.
Okay.
Anytime you're using the shaker, it's
always got ice in it.
It's
okay.
Always got ice in it. That's what,
that makes sense. You can tell what a big boozy drinker I am.
No, not everybody makes them. It's one of those deals that, people eat. There's people eat certain foods all the time, yet they've never made it.
Yes.
They look back and they go, what's funny is, I'm getting off on a tangent here, but you go to cook a prime rib. Everybody's had a prime rib. They've never actually cooked one.
Exactly.
And the essence of cooking a prime rib is baking a piece of meat. There's not much more to it, But to be that you've never done it, you never think about it. Same thing with cocktails. Everybody's had one, seen it at a bar, seen somebody else talk about one, yet they've never actually gone. Many people don't actually go home and, do it up at home.
Exactly.
So, but when it is that time to, you're having somebody over, and you want to get the evening started, and it sounds like a fun thing, nice end of work week, good time. I need to know a few of these old tricks to be able to pull it off at home.
Okay.
So now we're shaking that drink real well. Get it shaken. You'll feel your hand getting cold on that shaker again. And as opposed to the mojito, we're going to actually strain this one.
Okay.
So shaker comes with a little strainer on top that you just you hold on top when you pull that pull your chilled glass out of the freezer. And then strain the liquid. Keep retaining the ice in the shaker, so you just straight liquid into the stem glass. Done right, you should have little ice crystals and a little pulp floating around in your what is a pinkish liquid. And it is another one that's just completely different than the mojito, but delicious nonetheless.
Delicious, and looks great in that frosty glass.
It's beautiful glass, and it's very, it's a very elegant drink. That's one thing about the martini. It's such an elegant drink for a lady to sip on, and or a guy to there's an aura of class when you're drinking something out of a stem glass, as
Absolutely.
Opposed to sliding over a pint of lager.
And do we need to be concerned about mixing cocktails with certain meals? Do certain cocktails go with certain things the way wines do, or are cocktails much more flexible?
I actually say less flexible. Wine works with food.
Mm-hmm.
Cocktails are not something that I would recommend you eat with you drink with food.
Okay.
I mean, appetizers, yes, but not like with a meal. Cocktails are something I've always considered that you start the evening off with, or you enjoy after a meal. But when you're actually during the sitting down to a dinner, it's a very hard play to come up with the right cocktail that would. Cocktails are very sugary and very sweet. And they got a very strong flavor in their own right that don't, they would many times are going to contrast what you're eating.
Okay, so we want to stick closer to wines up our cocktail for ahead of time.
You bet. Wines are designed to go with food, and cocktails are more designed to just to go by themselves and or a finger food, something of that nature. But it's something that you do typically prior to the dinner or after.
Okay.
It'd be odd to sit down to your Cosmopolitan and a pasta.
Cosmopolitan and a pasta, yeah. That would be a very rich, rich evening. You would be laid out on the couch
That's
after
right.
that.
By dessert, you're like laid over in the, barely making it to the couch.
Well, this sounds delicious, and I can't wait to try these recipes. We've been talking with Rocky Fino. He's the author of Will Cook for Sex at willcookforsex.com. And this is Dr. Letitia Wright for IDCDating.com, where we're creating multicultural relationships every day, and we're also creating great dishes. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.